I've always been singing a lot to the girls and sort of making up little rhymes and, you know, making up little, just really sort of joking around with them more than anything. And at some point that developed into songs and actually putting some guitar to it. At some point, we just really wanted to do a bit more with it.
Rather than just launching a CD, which is obviously the traditional course of action, we decided to just release one song at a time. And we were thinking, how can we do that in a way that's engaging and a way that we can build an audience around that? So we decided to do it online and to do a website, and to make it a little bit more variety and a bit more interesting, we decided to involve the stories, and the characters called the Quincys become our front of house for the music. So all the stories and the music kind of goes in and through them. Quincy's the little forest-dwelling funlings, that's our little tagline. They live in a big fig tree, big Moreton Bay fig tree, and they have a beautiful garden. They look after their garden, so they're very fond of nature, and they like creating things, and they love music. There's always a story to tell around the song, which relates to the Quincys.
Sway in the morning breeze, growing lavender for the bees.
So the first song is called Flowers for the Bees, and that was inspired by, we actually were growing sunflowers in our big garden at the time, and they obviously attract bees. We were talking about the whole environmental issue around bees and how it's called colony collapse, where bees are disappearing, and how it's really important to maintain bee species, particularly native bee species, for the environment. Second song, Rosie Time for Bed, was initially written by Cindy.
Rosie Time for Bed, just one more thing Rosie said. Rosie Time for
Bed. It was just written as a story based on our oldest daughter, Elka, who, like a lot of kids her age, had, yeah, not issues around going to bed, but always sort of lots of things to do before bedtime, and I think lots of people will relate to that.
Kiss, 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 she kissed each one.
The third song was one of those things I just started singing, particularly to Rosie, actually, our youngest daughter, who at the time was still a baby, so it's All the Babies of the World.
All the babies in the world make some noise. All the babies in the world use your voice.
One night I just sort of put some music to it, and we really like, you know, how it's a bit funny in a way.
Wanted to launch at New Year's Eve because it's a little bit dancey, and because it sort of sits outside the other Quincy stories, we wanted it to be a bit of a celebratory kind of song. And so we got some people together in the rainforest up near Mullumbimby, beautiful children, and encouraged them all to dance, and it turned out really well, so we made a film out of that. So we launched the video clip, and overnight, before I'd done any type of promotion, it had already got over 300 views. So I was thinking, where are these all coming from? And once it sort of went to our audience, it just spread really quickly. And within the first couple of days, we had 9,000 views. And then a few days later, had 32,000 views. And it just escalated. It sort of plateaued now at around 34,000. But it's pretty exciting because it happened so quickly.
For me, it's really about community, that song, and how the next generation, our babies, are really what's really important in the world, how, you know, our future world is going to be, and how we have to look after our children and love our children, I suppose.
Well, what we said to our video editor and also the woman filming it, we want it to be happy and we want it to be uplifting. And so I think the fact, combined with the fact that we launched it on New Year's Eve, combined with the fact that I think it is a feel-good song and it's a catchy tune, and right at the end one of the little girls goes again, inspires people to watch it again. And it's been quite global, like it's literally watched just as much in America as it is in Saudi Arabia, as it is in the Philippines, as it is in Argentina and Brazil. So it's literally global, which is really lovely.